Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where I am your host, Dr. Happy, Leah Killings, whatever you call me a child of God, but I am happy that you are here. And so I'm so excited that I want to make sure that I always, always, always greet those that are first-time listeners. So if this is your very first time tuning in, like I said, this is Dr. Happy Leah Killings, whatever you want to call me, praise God. By the end of the night, you'll probably have other names and terms for me, but praise God, I'm happy to be a child of God. And so I'm happy that you decided to tune in on this Monday night. We're on every Monday night at 9 o'clock, and that's Eastern Standard Time. So however you got here, dialed in, logged in, and whatever time zone you're on, whether it's Central or Eastern, whatever time zone, make sure you come back again next week. And then, praise God, we pray that you will be encouraged, that you will be educated. It may not be a brand new topic, but it'll be something that will make you take a pause and find out exactly what God wants for you to have with this particular topic or just things that have been discussed. And then, praise God, make the necessary changes and then be empowered, not to just make the changes for you, but to share with someone else. So our goal is to encourage, to educate, and empower all to the glory of God. And so we want to thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. For those of you, praise God, next month is awesome because I'll be able to say 8 years. 8 years we've been in this vein, and 8 years I'm so excited that I haven't had to have many reruns or have many dead silent days. Praise God, he's been here, and he's been with me. And so next week, amen, is another week. But y'all pray for me. But we'll get to that in a second. But praise God, I'm so excited that you've been here with me for the entire 8 years, whether it's been 8 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week, 1 month. You've been with me, and you've come back. Praise God, I give you all the praise that God can give, praise God, because you didn't have to come back. And those of you that have been with me, that pray for me and keep me encouraged and keep me focused and keep me uplifted, I give major shout-outs to you because, praise God, it keeps me focused and keeps me motivated to do what God has called me to do, and that is to teach. And so I thank you. For those of you that don't know, and I know I say this every week, but I have to give Tammy and Jesse Store their props in the Omega Ministry Group, because without them, I wouldn't have known that this was a vein for me. I know I love teaching in the classroom, but praise God, they gave me a platform. They gave me a bigger classroom. And so I will always give a major shout out to them because, praise God, they are so entitled to the praise. They are still upliving, outstanding, and live up to the word that God has provided for them to continue to encourage and continue to motivate people to do what God has called them to do, and that is to be in the vein where we're supposed to be, no matter what it is, whether it's praying, intercession, whether it's encouraging, teaching, whatever it is that God has equipped you to do, make sure that you do it and be the example. And so I thank God for those that have been examples in my life. Now, the biggest praise and the greatest praise always has to go to God. We start the broadcast off with an upbeat song because we want to make sure that we're in the spirit to understand what it is that God would have for us, because when Jesus says no, nobody can say yes. And when he says yes, nobody can say no. And so I love that song, and so I'm always motivated to pray, play that, greet you, and then go to him in prayer before we go to our lesson. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your wonderful blessings. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning and giving us your precious gift of life. Father, we don't take that lightly. We thank you for allowing us to have the use of our limbs and being in our right mind. And even if our limbs don't move exactly the way that we were called into you, Father, we're still here. And so we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to have a relationship for you and that we have time to get it right, praise God. If our eyes are still open and we can still look to you, we know that you will give us what we need so that we can be and do what you've called us to do and be on this side. And we just thank you, Father, for all the encouraging words, for all the messages that we get, from smiles to whatever it is that you lay on individuals' hearts to keep us encouraged, to keep us pushing to see another day. We thank you for that. And we also thank you, Father, that you just didn't leave us here without anything to develop and to be better. You gave us resources. And the main resources that I have to thank you for is I thank you, Father, for the word, that it gives us whatever we need. It's the roadmap that we use to teach us, to guide us, to instruct us on the things that we need to know. You also left the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the guide that moves us and guides us and gives us a better understanding when we don't even understand what we're reading. We just thank you, Father, for the way that the Holy Spirit moves in our lives to give us pause when we need to pause, to speed us up when we need to run, to slow us down, to do all those necessary things, Father, that we just wouldn't normally know how to do. But most importantly, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice that was made so that we have an opportunity to say that you are our shepherd and that we do not want, that we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us because of the sacrifice and the blood that was shed for our behalf, and we thank you. So, Father, we just don't take this time lightly. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We give you all the praise that you so righteously deserve, and even more so that we can't even say with our lips and with our hands and with our bodies, because we just can't confess or say enough or do enough to show how much we appreciate your love and your tenderness. And so, Father, at this time, I ask that you remove me and allow your word to come forth. For those that are listening, whether they're listening tonight, next week, 2 years from now, 2 weeks from now, we pray, Father, that it will be a rhema word, one that will set on the heart of the listeners and make them run. Father, even me, let me run, Father, and be and do what you call me to be and do so that I can always be in your presence. Father, we love you. We honor and we adore you. And Father, take all the distractions away so that we can get what you have for us on tonight. We love you. We honor and we adore you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Leah Killings, Dr. Killings, Dr. Happy, whatever you call me. Praise God. Call me a child of God. Well, praise God. I'm so excited that you're here with me on tonight as we talk about leveling up. And so it's interesting because not all the times I like confessing a title. I just like whatever the Holy Spirit wants to lay on our hearts tonight, let it be that versus you focusing on a topic, if you will. But over the past couple of weeks, we've had some interesting topics because I believe God has been leading us into a place where we're noticing a lot of things that are going on in our world system that we need to really recognize. We talked about family. We talked about forgiveness. We talked about making sure that we do things, and when we do things, we do them unto God. And so on tonight, I believe God is really moving. These words came to me. And so, of course, I'm trying to get my things together because, praise God, I'm about to go through a process. And I wanted to make sure that I had things a little organized. And so I asked the Lord to help me, you know, get my thoughts and things together. And so tonight when he gave me level up, I didn't quite understand what he meant at the time. But now, as a study, God is really It got me really excited to move, and so I don't want to jump too far before our lesson, but I'm so excited that he connects everything, and that's just what his word does for all of us. It transforms us and makes sure that we're doing the things that we need to do so that we can be in right standing with him. And so for those of you that follow and those of you that are looking for opportunity to make the necessary changes in your life, this is definitely one of them. And so when God gave me level up, the first time I had heard this expression wasn't necessarily from a spiritual standpoint. It was from a song, level up, level up, level up, level up, level up. And the song is so motivating that it just makes you move. But I liked listening to the lyrics and how it talks about why we're supposed to do things from a different perspective and why we shouldn't want to stay the same, why we always want to go to the next level. And so, you know, those of you that know me know that I like looking up words, whether they seem basic and pretty self-explanatory. Sometimes it's best for us to really get a better understanding of what the word means. And so when I looked up level up, it basically gave several definitions, but the ones that I liked and wanted to write down to share with you on tonight is to increase or to improve something in order to make something different, praise God. Another definition was to make or move in your life for the better. And then I like the best, it said to enhance oneself. And so when we talk about leveling up, one of the things that I think that God was ministering for me is that I've shared with many of you that have been listening in for the past couple of months or so the challenges that I've been going through with my health. And so praise God, this is the last Monday, I'm believing and trusting God, that I will be able to say that I have cancer in my body. So praise God. Next Monday, I will go and have a procedure where they will remove the tumor. And so the last couple of days, I've been trying to get things organized and just sending updates to different family members and, you know, just communicating to different people. And most of the conversation has been, I am so moved by how encouraged you sound. I don't know that I've gone through all the things you've been through that I would be that encouraged. I don't know that I'd be able to laugh and to joke and to do the things and say the things that you say, knowing the things that you're going through. And one of the coolest things that I believe that God has blessed me with having as many testimonies as I've had, and I know some of you that I've often said, Lord, oh, I don't think I need no more testimonies. I think I'm kind of good in the testimony category. But nevertheless, I believe in this, and this part of my life, God is trying to teach me how to really, I already knew how to stand on the word, but to really embrace his word and how to embrace his word, not so much for just me, but to be able to walk it out and to live it out, not necessarily just ministering his word, but to actually live it. And I think a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how we should wear the word, that people should be able to see the word in your life and know, not just because you can quote it, but because you're living it. And so I have been able to level up, if you will, when it comes to the word cancer, because I know it's not unto death for me. And even if it is, it's still not unto death, because then I'll be with the Father. But nevertheless, I know, because I've seen him do too many times for me. As I said, I have quite a few testimonies that he is a God of restoration, healing, whatever he needs to do, he'll do it. And as long as you're fulfilling your purpose, then praise God, he gives you the tools necessary in order for you to do that. So had I not had some good mentors, some good training, I would have never known why leveling up was so important, why it was important for me to enhance myself. One of the wisest older mentors that I have, I love her dearly, because, praise God, some of the things that she says can be so raw and so, I call it cut, because sometimes I have to check to see if I'm bleeding. Did she cut my arm off? Is it still there? But she said to me, she said, when she went through, she said, had I not had the word in me already, I wouldn't have been able to move over this hurdle that most people break down from. And I didn't quite understand what she meant. I kind of knew that, you know, amen, you had a word and keep yourself encouraged. But when you go through something and you really understand what the word means to you, and you walked it out and you lived it out, then it is so easy. Well, I shouldn't say easy, but it's easier for you to accept the talents that you have. And so for years, my scripture has been John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branch. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. I believe that, because when I went through the situation with my eyes, praise God, I was trying to run stuff and I was trying to go to the right doctor, and the doctor told me that if it wasn't done in this many weeks or this many months, weeks, that I would be permanently blind. So I was dictating and trying to figure out how to get this tumor out of my eyes, because I can't lose my vision. And so, praise God, 6 weeks was to 6 years. And so through that process, I had to learn. I lost my physical vision to gain my spiritual vision. And so John 15:5 allowed me to understand, I'm not running anything. He's the vine, I'm the branch. And as long as I stay connected to him, then I can bear much fruit. And the fruit that I do bear will remain. And I'll be able to see that, because, praise God, he says that we can see the fruit on the trees. And when they're not right, he prunes them, and then they're dealt with. And so because of that scripture, and because it became real and became life for me, I was able to assess everything that went in my life according to that scripture. When I got beside myself and had to remember, okay, Lord, you're the vine, I'm just a branch. And it helped me to understand. So now that I'm going through this testimony, I thought, well, Lord, okay, I can still use that. And he's like, you got to go deeper. You got to level up. And so my level up, and now my new scripture, I'm not going to leave John 15:5, because that's still my heart, but it's James, count it pure joy, brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds. Now, like I said, I've been going around telling folks, I don't need no more testimony. But God said, yeah, because there's still work for you. You need to level up. And so the level up that I need for you to be on, you're going to have to do a little bit more. And so verse 4, where it says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature, not lacking anything. I must have been lacking some stuff because I guess I got a little too comfortable. And so now I understand that if I lack some wisdom, I need to go to him because, praise God, he gives it generously. And then, praise God, I don't have to worry about doubt. I don't have to worry about being tossed to and fro. So James is my new stomping ground, praise God, if you will, because I understand now that no matter what I go through, I won't say that I don't need no more testimonies because I'm grateful for the testimonies. I'm grateful that God uses me because if he didn't use me, then that means what? I don't know. But I know that he has equipped me to be able to do whatever it is that I have to face because he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said that he would never allow any temptation to be greater than I can handle. Now, in my eyes, amen, I thought I couldn't handle quite a few of these turns, but praise God, nevertheless, I'm still here. And because I'm still here, I can be encouraged to know that Monday at 7:30, praise God, I'm going to come out on the other side. And even if I don't, I'm still going to come out on this side of victory because I'm going to be with him. But nevertheless, I believe that I still have some work to do because he even showed me some stuff that I ain't done yet. So praise God, I believe I'm going to get up from that too. And so I cannot allow the world system to weigh me down and make me believe anything other than what the word tells me. And so when we level up, we have to do some things that are necessary to help us stay in that vein. And that brings us to our main scripture for the evening. And so there are so many scriptures, praise God, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, but this particular passage is the one that has the meat and potatoes that I believe that God wants us to really focus on. And I apologize because of time. I can't read both translations. It's a little bit more graphic and explains a little bit more. And so I want to read this, and then, praise God, we'll talk a little bit in a second. But it's Romans chapter 5, and it says, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with him, make us fit for him. We have it all together with God because our master, Jesus. And that not all, we throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that he has already thrown open the door to us. There are so many times that we're waiting to find this door, this great door, and knock on it. The door is, praise God, is already open. But you don't know that if you don't level up and get your stuff together. But anyway, it says, we find ourselves standing where we always hope we might stand, out in the open, the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. I love that. We continue to shout our praises even when we're hemmed with troubles because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us. Lord, I kept saying, I need patience. I need to learn patience. I need to learn patience. And my daughter said, well, Mommy, you know, if you ask for patience, you know he's going to give you some challenges to help you develop. You should say the opposite. And I was like, that may have sound right before, but no, if I have to walk through that so that I can get to it, I'm going to get to it. Didn't know it was going to be this way, but praise God. Nevertheless, this is, and how that patience turns forward and the tempter steal of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. An alert expectancy such as this will never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Now, the funniest thing is that a girlfriend of mine said, whew, I can't wait to see what God's going to have for you on the other side because it has to be great for you to be going through all the stuff you're going through. And I'm thinking, what could it be? I'm comfortable. I really am at a place in my life where I don't need a whole bunch of stuff anymore. There was a time I wanted this, and I thought that this represented this, and I thought that if I was on the top of this, or whatever the world system has made me believe what success means nothing to me anymore in the respect of, I still want nice things, don't get me wrong, but I don't have to have those things if God has not aligned those things for me. Why? Because I know now anything that will take me out of the presence of God, I don't need it. I don't want it. Why? Because it's taken me too long to get to the place that I am now, that I can say with sincere honesty, I can count it all joy when challenges and tribulations come. Why? Because I know that God has a plan and a purpose for it, because again, he said he'd never leave me. He said he'd never forsake me. So I have to believe that he has me in a position. I don't quite understand why, but it will come to pass at some point that I will either understand on this side, praise God, and if I don't on this side, maybe I'll understand on the other side. But nevertheless, I am the puzzle piece that God needs for me to be, and I plan to fit wherever he places me when I need to be placed on the board. Praise God. And so in order for us to be there, we're going to have to level up and do some things in ourselves. I don't want anyone to take away from the situation that I've gone through to say, oh, wow, she had patience and she was strong. I want you to look at you. If you were in my shoes, like many have said, I don't think that I would have been. Well, that is a problem. That is where you need to look and introspect with you. Why couldn't I stand like she's standing? Why couldn't I be as encouraged? And why couldn't I be as joyful as she sounds, knowing that she has something in her body that's foreign, that the doctors didn't even know exactly what it is and how big it is, and what, they don't even know what stage. Because they can't know until they get in. And that, I believe in my heart, God designed just so that I could go through the process without really going through the process. That gives me goosebumps, because it could have been so much better. I mean, worse. It could have been so much greater, and the challenge could have been so much greater, but he gave me what he knew I could tolerate. And it was hard, and it was trying. But nevertheless, he gave me an opportunity to mature. He gave me an opportunity to be able to be a witness. He gave me an opportunity to increase hope and to increase the endurance for other people that may not have had the opportunity to be able to see someone to walk this walk and to walk it and to count it all joy. And so for that, I can't help but rejoice. I can't help but when the enemy throws fiery darts at me, to lift my sword, because God gave me the strength to lift it. And if he knows that I'm weak, he's going to give me the right people to help me lift up my sword. Amen. And so even in the midst of my challenge of trying to figure out how to heal next week, I had to find a chair. For those of you that have seen me before, praise God, know that I'm not the tallest crayon in the box. Praise God. And so chairs, I have to hop into the bed, I have to hop into, and if it's not too impersonal, praise God, I even have to hop on some toilets, because it just, everything is much taller than I am. And so me having surgery on my stomach is going to cause me to use stomach muscles that I'm not going to be able to use for a couple of days or so. And so in the process of that, I had to find somewhere that I could sleep or I could rest that would not pull and open those incisions to cause me to have more problems. And so, of course, just buy a chair. But most people don't think like I think, because I know I'm hopping. They just sit down and their feet touch the floor. That doesn't work for me. And so I had to find a chair. And so looking and asking God to show me, you know, I wanted to find, now I see little people all the time. But why in the past couple weeks I ain't seen no little people, praise God. And all the websites that I've gone to trying to find furniture for little people, praise God, they have the same problems I do. We have to hop or get steps to them. And those things I can't do immediately. And so I remember seeing a little bit about it a couple weeks ago. And then the Holy Spirit quickened me. Have I not provided everything that you need? This is part of your maturing. you're going to have to open your mouth and ask people. Now, praise God, for those of you that also know me, I'm a giver, and I've always been a giver. And so those that give and give and give, it's not that easy for us to receive, and definitely not asking nobody, especially for stuff that we feel that we can do for ourselves, praise God. And so I was at a volleyball game and just happened to mention, and one of the moms said, I got this for you. Let me do this. And I said, well, you don't quite understand. You know, I got to make, she's like, let me do this. And praise God, she found me a chair. It's not labeled for little people, but it is a little person chair, praise God. And I barely have to hop to get on it. I still need a little step stool, but it's not even like a normal size step stool, just to make sure that I don't cause any movement inside my stomach. But I'm sure tomorrow when I go to my appointment for physical therapy, they're going to show me exactly how to get up and how to sit down. But had I not released and God had not equipped me to understand this is part of your training, this is your part of leveling up to ask for help and allowing somebody that is not necessarily in your inner to help you, and then to show me that there are so many more people that would help if you opened your mouth. But praise God, I wasn't prepared to just indulge. Now, I share everything on the broadcast, praise God. I don't know why I could be so transparent here. But I do it because I know that it's in a teaching atmosphere. And so I want you to understand. And so, praise God, I do visuals. And so I need you to see so I got to tell. But praise God, nevertheless, on most occasions, I'm not as open when I need. And so I struggle at times because I'm trying to do it on myself. But God is showing me that it is time for you to mature in all things. He said that if you need wisdom to come and ask, and I will give it to you liberally. And he's showing me, praise God, that if Jesus, he didn't ask us what we needed. He knew what we needed and did what was necessary. And going back to Romans to finish out this verse, verse 6 says, Christ arrived right on time to make this happen. He didn't, and he doesn't wait for us to get ready. He presented himself for the sacrifice of death. And when we were far too weak and rebellious to do anything to get ourselves ready, and even if we hadn't been so weak, we wouldn't have known what to do anyway. I love that. We can understand someone dying for a person worth dying for, and we can understand how someone good and noble could inspire us to sacrifice selfless sacrifice. But God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in a sacrificial death while we were no use to whatever to him. That's deep to me. And that's why it's so important for us to understand why it's so important for us to level up in the times when we think everything is hunky-dory. Get yourself in a position where you understand, where you want to know, Lord, I want to be more like Christ. I want to understand. I want to be able for folks to see Christ on me, not because I'm running my mouth, but because of my walk, they can say that lady know God, or that guy, he walks in the things of God. Why? Not because we're wearing it necessarily to be praised. It's just what we do, praise God. And so you can only do that if you do certain things. And so, you know, I love my steps. And so one of the things that I think that, like my mentor once said, that if I hadn't had these scriptures in me prior to this happening, praise God, I wouldn't have had nothing to stand firm on. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be memorized, praise God. Now, I believe in scripture memory. It's important. But you can know it. I love how me and my granny, after we finished the broadcast, we always talk, and she's like, yeah, I don't quite remember where it is, but I remember when you started. I can finish it. That's I believe God is too far and think we have to know the whole chapter and know which scripture it came from. That is the beauty of Google, the beauty of having our cell phone, as one of my ladies told me, having that library. The Library of Congress is in our hands, the cell phone. And my doctor, sister calls, she's a doctor. She got her degree from Grey's Anatomy. I mean, there's so many opportunities for us to gain knowledge, to gain wisdom. But praise God, you got to stand on the word, because that's the one that's going to get you to where you need to go. Although Grey's Anatomy is a good source, although, you know, Google is a good source, but you need to know the word. And so you want to make sure that you have at least the ones that help you get over the hump. You got to have them in your heart. Amen. And so I love the fact that the word says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, praise God. If I didn't know that was in the Bible, how would I know how to be strong? How would I know how to be courageous? How would I know going under surgery for 2-3 hours that I'm going to come back? How do I know that? I know because God said he will never leave me nor forsake me. And he said that one time in the Bible. He says that several times. How do I know? Because I read scripture. But how would you know if you haven't read? You have to take time in reading. And so one of the things that I, like I said, I'm not an avid person that says you just got to memorize, you know, the whole chapter. But memorizing scripture adds power to your life. It helps you understand why it is important when the enemy is throwing his fiery darts to kill, steal, and destroy, that you have something to counteract what he's saying. When he's doing all that talk, yeah, you know, this may be it, you know. You know, you could die with this one because, you know, you're not taking this as serious as you should. You may not wake up from the anesthesia. And what am I going to say? Well, yes, I am. I don't think he's going to leave me alone. I think he's going to keep badgering me till I put the word on him. And nevertheless, and like we say, we want to be like Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Jesus quoted the word. It is written. That's how you shut the devil up and you back him up. He doesn't listen too much to go away, leave me alone. Amen. He will eat you up and chew you up. You have to know the word. You have to have your sword and your shield together, and that's why the word is so important. Now, it was interesting. My sister, my baby sister came and helped me get my room together. And so, you know, my bookcase, I tons of books, and I've shared that because I love, love, love the word. And I love reading. I love everything to help me gain the wisdom and knowledge that I so see God. I mean, when I lost my vision, praise God, and when I got it back, everything I can, I read because I'm a sponge for the word because that's my passion. Not saying that has to be your, but it's mine, praise God. And so I have tons of books, and she's organizing my bookshelves, and she's like, really, you know, this is the first time in 10 years that I've actually held a Bible in my hand. She said, I'm so used to reading on my tablet and on my phone. She's like, this is the first time. And she's like, you got all this stuff in your Bible. And I was like, I have to know because, praise God, they don't have to read it and online. They don't have to read it on the concordance, none of that. I need to know what Jesus said because it's in the red. And I know that because I read the Bible that I have that lets me know when Jesus is speaking. Now, many times, a lot of the translations will say Jesus said, but there are times that I need to be sure so that when I say it is written, when the enemy throws his little nasty hands on me, I can tell him where he needs to go and how to get there and how long he needs to stay wherever he is because I know what Jesus actually said and I can say it. And then, praise God, for those of you that are listening that don't know no word, don't have a Bible, Jesus is enough. Amen. But nevertheless, when you get a word, you need to make sure that you understand why scripture memory is so important. It's powerful. Scriptures can help you not only, scriptures can help you memorize the word better. It is so important when you read a scripture and one that hits you, especially, unfortunately, we're not able to go sit at the church steps like we used to, praise God. But while we were there, I always had extra paper and pencil, and whoever was sitting next to me, they were not going to be able to sit next to me and not write nothing. Because I totally believe when the Lord is word, of God is going forth. Even now, if you believe that God is using my vocal cord, you should be writing whatever comes to you, because that is what God has for you to write down, to fix, or to add to your life. And so if you believe God is speaking, why wouldn't you write that down so that you can go back to it, and so that you can meditate and study it and memorize it, so that when the enemy shows his head, amen, you'll be ready. And then you'll be able to study and to meditate on it, so you'll have a better understanding. Like I said in the beginning, why I look up words that are basic up. I know what up means, but I need to make sure that I understand in the context of what God means for me when he says level up. It helps you have a better understanding. Not only does memorizing scripture give you a better understanding, it helps you to be encouraged. It helps you to be motivated. It helps you to move, praise God. There are sometimes I read scriptures, I get goosebumps because I was like, yes, Lord, this is for me. I know this is for me. And so when the enemy thinks that he has me, because praise God, he is slick and he is cunning, and he's going to do whatever he can to get around the word, because trust, he knows the word too. And he knows how much you know of that word too. And so he'll use it against you. And so just as he used Adam and Eve, so don't be hard on yourself because you slipped up a couple of times, because Adam and Eve had everything they could possibly need in the garden. They was with God and still got stooped by the enemy. So we all fall short, all of us. And so don't beat yourself up when you do. But praise God, now you know when you do fall into them temptations, you know what to do, because you're arming yourself to be inspired, to be comforted, to be motivated, to kick up your wisdom, to understand, okay, no, he keeps bothering me when it comes to unforgiveness. So I'm going to get me some forgiving scriptures, and I'm going to get them under my belt so that I can make sure that when he comes, I have something to say versus leave me alone. That ain't going to work. You're going to have to put the word like Jesus said it is written. Amen. Not only does memorizing scripture helps you understand, it helps you to be comforted, but it gives you the power you need. Now, amen. And you know, October, we reserve October for the enemy, where we talk a little bit more. So I'm, you know, very excited about talking about the adversary for the month of October. But praise God, we have to know the vices that he uses. And when we know the vices that he uses, then praise God, when the Bible says that we have authority and power to trample over scorpions and serpents and every evil. Yeah, amen. Now that makes me run, because I finally figured that out, that I do not have to be afraid of the devil ever again. Now, praise God, I still give the devil his props, because, amen, I know that without God, praise God, yes, he can gobble me up and spit me out too. But because of the blood of Jesus and because the power and authority that resides in me, he's limited. But he's only limited if you know. You got to know, because God says that people perish for a lack of knowledge. You got to get in the know. And when you get into the know, praise God, you can teach others. And that's why I get so motivated, so passionate when I teach my broadcast. Why, praise God, y'all pray for me. I'm trying to figure out how not to. I want to do live from the hospital on Monday, but praise God, you know, just pray for me. Because I am so passionate about teaching, because I know the enemy's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And I know that he uses small, small stuff to trick us and to con us, to entice and entangle us. But we have power and authority. And if you don't exercise the privileges that God gives, like I said, Google is your friend. Find you some scriptures and figure out what you need to do so that you can have a better understanding. You can be inspired, to be comforted, and then praise God, you can teach yourself and teach others. Now, the coolest thing about how I teach people how to memorize scripture, I use this program with my child too when she does the schoolwork. It's called See, Say, Write, Say. So you're seeing the word, so you're going to read it, and then you're going to say it out loud, and then you're going to write it. And then when you write it, you're going to read it and see what you wrote to make sure it sounds up, and then you're going to say it again. And then you repeat those things. See it, say it, write it, see it, say it. And if you do that enough and you read and you meditate, I promise you, it will become part of you. Now, again, I am not one to believe that God is that deep that if we forget an is or an or ye or thee or the, he's going to come. When you need that scripture, praise God, so many times when the enemy throws them crazy thoughts into my head, and the Bible says that I'm supposed to cast those things down that tries to exalt themselves above the word of God. Now, see, I didn't take the scripture to entirety, but that's enough that I know that he knows that I know, and I know that he knows that I know. Praise God. That ain't the thought that God gave me, so I'm going to cast that down. And if I get too caught up, cast it down, casting that down, casting that down, casting that down. And it is enough because God knows my heart, and that's why when you say it, when you see it, say it, write it, see it, and say it, it gets into your heart. And when it's in your heart, what does the Bible say? That the heart, the words flow from your heart. Amen. And then when it flows from your heart, then that's in your mind. And then you start thinking a thing. And when you think a thing, you say a thing. And then you bring it to pass. It is so important that we understand that our words are power. We give life to our words. I'm so sad. I'm so broke up because I have cancer. Yeah, I'm going to be broke up, but I'm counting it all through it because God knew what he meant to do. I don't know why, but praise God. Nevertheless, I've had so many, and I started to write them down the other day. I'm like, well, I have quite a few things. I had aneurysm, strokes, heart attack, hypertension. I mean, Lord, really? Why? But it's because you understand that none of that is in the word, one, and that I have the power and the authority to rise above it. And as my minister friend told me weeks ago, when I kept saying, oh, I've been to the pit, I've been to the prison, Lord, when am I going to go to the palace? And he was like, would you go if he gave it to you? You'd stay in the street still ministering to the people. You'd give the palace to somebody else. And I would. Why? Because I understand God's concept that he calls for us to minister to those that are less fortunate, that don't know. And that is my assignment. And I am so geeked and so excited and so passionate about my assignment that a stroke or a heart attack or cancer or COVID, whatever the things that they have in my medical records, praise God, none of that is listed in the word. And so if I operate that way, then praise God, I will have what I say. Some of that stuff, I didn't even remember I had aneurysm. And they was like, well, we can't do surgery until we figure that out. And I'm like, oh yeah, I did. Amen. Okay. Okay. Those things don't move me because I know that God delivered me. They couldn't figure out why. And so, of course, my family's like, oh, they just don't pay you enough attention, baby. You just, you know. Well, God fixed that too because I'm at the Cancer Treatment Center of America, praise God, and they're treating me how every other doctor in my whole entire life should have treated me in the past little few weeks I've been there. And so I'm good because even my our girlfriend was like, Lee, what is they just putting on? And I'm like, if they are, amen, I receive it, praise God, because I know that they care enough about me that they're going to figure out what needs to be done before they make the next step. All these other doctors, praise God, amen. I understand you got a job to do, but amen, I'm in God's hands now. And he placed me where I need to be because why? My eyes were right because I allowed my physical disability to motivate me spiritually. But I had to get my body right. My body had to follow that vision. And so now it's my body that God is correcting. And so can you imagine when this is all over, praise God, if I'm excited and I already have this crazy stuff going on in my body, what's going to happen when it's not? Whew, amen. I'm excited. And even if it doesn't, I'm still grateful that he gave me the opportunity to speak tonight if this is my last time. It doesn't matter to me because I know that I'm doing the will of God. And so if he gives me another opportunity, I'm grateful for the next opportunity. I'm grateful for everything that God does. And so when ministers say to me that, you know, they just don't understand, it goes through me because he doesn't choose everybody to share this gospel. This is not an easy road. But nevertheless, I am grateful because he could have chose someone else and he could have left me in my waywardness or just comfortable. But praise God, I enjoy immensely, sharing the passions of God. And not only, I mean, I have been so moved because I really didn't understand why people kept saying, you got cancer and that's not bothering you. And so, I mean, COVID, for whatever reason, that bothered me more than cancer. But it didn't move me until God showed me my scripture. Count it all joy. That's what I want folks to see. If you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and not fear evil, I mean, what can the devil do to you? Nothing. Nothing. Because he is my rod and my staff, that he's going to comfort me, and grace and mercy is following me. And on top of that, I have authority and power to trample on scorpions and serpents. So I'm going to run from a roach, a bug, mosquitoes, ants. Are you kidding? No, they are under me. And so we have to remember that. And so even when I was telling my students about their tests, oh, I don't know if I can make it. You can do whatever God says that he's called you to do. Yes, if he's called you to finish your doctorate degree, then you are going to finish it. If he's called you to go back to school to get just your GED, then you're going to do that. But you can't do that if you don't level up to the platform where God has called you to be. And that's why it's important for you to get in his word and to know it, to study it so it can be written on the tablets of your heart so that you can speak it and walk it, not just hear about it. Yeah, I remember such and such and such. No, your story is just as valuable to the next person because he gives us all communities that we are to minister to. All of us have a community. All of us have a purpose. All of us have a destiny to do whatever he's called us to do, and that is to seek the lost and bring them back to him. All of us. All of us are ministers of God. All of us. It is no big thing because I get to have this broadcast. I would do this if I didn't, because I know my assignment. What is your purpose? Find out what your purpose is. Your purpose is in the word. And if you don't know, that I'm going to give you, because I know I'm not out of talk, because you know I can keep talking, but I'm almost out of time. And so the 7 steps to level up that I got offline, dude, is really cool, is one, you have to feed your spirit. And that's why I say you got to get in the word. You got to feed your spirit, because your spirit man is your core. Your mind, your will, and emotions is all part of the makeup that God gave us all, so that we could be united with not only him, but the things that he's created. And so you use and take advantage of those resources to help you motivate yourself so that your foundation is in him and that you understand who he is and why he created you. That's why you have to feed that spirit, man, and understand why you are here. Okay, you may be a post office worker. You may be a pharmacist. You may be a teacher. You may be, you know, a janitor, whatever your profession is. Maybe something that God directed you to give you that community for you to communicate. But first and foremost, your job is to send folks back to him. Praise God. So find out how to feed your spirit so that you know how to do that job well. And that's your foundation. That's your core. Then you have to build your faith. How do you build your faith? You build your faith, again, by being in the word. The more you know, the more your faith will be increased. The more trials and tribulations that you go through, praise God, and you come out of them on top, because you will, because, praise God, he'll never leave you nor forsake. Praise God, that develops and deepens and builds up a deeper faith for you. And then, praise God, you got to speak that word. It's one thing for me to be in the bed and talk about, the devil is beneath me, he's under my feet. No, I got to speak. Because praise God, maybe he may not heard me when I'm speaking in my head. I got to speak. No, the exit is that way. Leave my room. You have no place here. So you got to do what God has called you. You got to speak and say his word. Praise God. And then you have to control your thoughts. So 7 steps. Develop your core. Build your faith. Speak the word of God. And then control your thoughts. Make sure that you are meditating on the right things. Your mind can go in 50 different directions. And I said the scripture earlier, well, you have to cast those thoughts down that are not trying to line up with the word of God. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, then you got to put the scripture on it and cancel those thoughts and bring them back to the subjection of Christ, because whatever God says for you, that's what's supposed to happen for you. So you can't be thinking that I'm sick and I'm not going to make it. No, that's not what God said. He said that you will endure and endure to the end. So praise God. Build up your thoughts. So you're going to develop your core. Get your core, your foundation together. Build your faith. Speak the word of God. Control your thoughts. And then you're going to strengthen your heart. How you do that? You do that through praise. There is nothing more like the song that I play every week, praise God. When Jesus said, I can still jump and shout to that song. You got to find a song that will get you out of a moment when you feel it down. Put a praise song on to get you out of that funk, to help you understand that I give myself away to you so you can use it. Whatever praise music that can get you, I want to say, huzzah yourself. That's basically to praise, to throw yourself into, you know, just a jovial praise of God. I promise you, you'll forget about the situation that you're going through. And then most importantly, you got to pray. You have to have a communication with God. If you don't have a daily dialogue, then praise God, you're missing it. You have to be able to communicate. I was telling my daughter, all these people, you know, calling and Leah, we're praying for you. We have y'all. And I was like, wow, y'all are praying more than I am. But amen, let's get it together. And so my daughter was like, well, Mom, that doesn't sound good. And I was like, it does, because my language is different. I talk to God all the time. I mean, when I'm watching TV, Lord, I'm talking all the time. And so my prostrate of being on my knees, and I do that when it's warranted. But I'm talking to God so much, I'm in a constant state of praying. I'm praying to God even while I'm talking to you. I've been praying while I'm talking to this, and he's talking back to me. Remember times when we have a dialogue because I talk to him. Pray basically means communicate. How do you communicate to God? Just as my husband knows when I'm talking to him and he's talking to me and we ain't said nothing, amen. That's how we know how to communicate. And you got to get to a level where you're doing that with God. And then most importantly, you got to remove the baggage. And that's what we talked about last week about forgiveness, why it is so important for you to get that dead weight off of you so that you can be in the presence of God. Because God don't like mess. And so because he don't like mess, praise God, you got to figure out how to get it out of your life. Forgive whoever you got to forgive and keep it moving. It's not that serious. You want to always be in a state where God can use you and you can hear from him. And so you can't have a solid core without knowing who your master is. And if you can't communicate with him because you still got stuff you're holding on to from last week, 2 years from now, 10 years, and 10 years ago, I'm sorry. God can't use you with that. Mm-mm. Get that off of you. That's how I can count it all joy, because I don't keep drama no more. I can't. It blocks up my blessings, and I got too much to do for me to be worried about somebody said that I said something last week. I can't do that no more. And so you got to get to a place where you don't let the devil trip you up like that no more. Oh, did I hurt your feelings? I apologize. I repent. I mean, tell me so I can fix that, because I can't keep that. And so praise God. If you level up, feed your spirit, build your faith, speak the word, control your thoughts, praise and strengthen your heart, pray and get that foolishness out of your heart, praise God, I guarantee you, you will level up in the things of God. And so I know that I have to go and I have to play my granny song, because I always dedicate the broadcast to my granny, praise God, because I always play her song, Every Praise Belongs to God, because it does. And I know that she's my number one listener, so I always got to make sure that I give her props and let her hear the song. But today I'm believing God, and you believe with me that next week when we get together again, praise God, I will be cancer-free, amen, and that we will be moving in on a new level. And we'll be leveled up, all of us. We'll go together, praise God, and do the things that God has called us to do. And then we're going to learn in October how to whoop up on the enemy, amen, and put him back in his place. Praise God. Well, like I said, not out of time. And so I pray you will tune in again next week where you will hear another inspiring word. This is Leah Killings, Dr. Killings, Dr. Happy, whatever you call me, amen. Call me a child of God. But most importantly, I pray that you've been encouraged, that you've been educated, and you've been empowered to do the will of God. And then I want you to do one more thing. I want you to always, always, always start your day with prayer. Pray throughout your day and end your day with prayer, because God loves you, and so do I. Be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Let me
Praise.